The Soul Cages. Jack Doherty lived on the coast of the County Clare. Jack was a fisherman, as his father and grandfather before him had been. Like them, too, he lived all alone, but for the wife. And just in the same spot, there was a neat little creek where a boat might lie as snug as a puffin in her nest, and out from this creek a ledge of sunken rocks ran into the sea. Now when the Atlantic, according to custom, was raging with a storm, and a good westerly wind was blowing strong on the coast, many a richly laid ship went to pieces on these rocks. And then the fine bales of cotton and tobacco, and such like things, and the pipes of wine, and the puncheons of rum, and the casks of brandy, and the kegs of Hollands that used to come ashore. Dunbeg Bay was just like a little estate to the Dohertys. Not but they were kind and humane to a distressed sailor, if ever one had the good luck to get to land. But when the ship had gone to pieces and the crew were all lost, who would blame Jack for picking up all he could find? "And who is the worse of it?" said he. "For as to the king, God bless him, everybody knows he's rich enough already without getting what's floating in the sea." Jack, though such a hermit, was a good-natured, jolly fellow. No other, sure, could ever have coaxed Biddy Mahony to quit her father's snug and warm house in the middle of the town of Ennis, and to go so many miles off to live among the rocks, with the seals and seagulls for next-door neighbours. But Biddy knew that Jack was a man for a woman who wished to be comfortable and happy. Many a strange sight, it may well be supposed, did Jack see, and many a strange sound did he hear, but nothing daunted him.